Blog Talk Radio.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but your credit card
your unemployment benefits ran out 2 weeks
what
ago.
What do you mean I'm overdrawn?
2 weeks ago.
I still have checks left. Checks
2 weeks
left.
Ago.
Too much month left over at the end of the money. Bad credit holding you back. Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit. Get out of debt and build true financial independence with real estate in 2 hours a week. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She'll show you how, without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhall.
Oh, I want to
see you. Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio on this post-Thanksgiving Saturday broadcast. For November 27th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the Log Mahal in chilly Payson, Arizona. How are you all doing? Are you rolling around with a bowling ball in your stomach wishing you hadn't eaten so much? Did you hit the mall for Black Friday? Are you starting to wrap Christmas presents or are you dreading this holiday season because you're not financially prepared? Well, never fear, Unlock Your Wealth Radio is here. We are going to help you navigate those murky financial waters this holiday season. Because this Saturday, like every Saturday, we talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial wellness today, and for the greater purpose of creating financial freedom for you and your family tomorrow and into the future. And we do this each and every week with the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, plus we always have fabulous guests on our show. Today is no exception on our Create Credit Saturday. We are in the ninth key of the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. And in that vein, our key guest is Harriann Freeman today. Later on in the broadcast, she's going to join us to talk about her book on credit. And we'll see what kind of juicy details she can give us when she gets here on what we can do to get an A-plus credit rating for nada. So I'm excited about Harriann coming up. We have made some changes this week in our broadcasts, and I don't know if you noticed it or not, but in case you hadn't, or just because of the holidays weren't listening and you're going to download later, you want to be sure to listen to our Tuesday show. It was formerly the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, which is an expansion of our Millionaire Minute that we do on today's broadcast on our Saturday show. And we changed it because it sounded more appropriate. The title implies what the broadcast is all about. And so we do on Tuesdays Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. It is your 15 minutes, your morning cup, shall we, of millionaire motivation. And we will guide you through the thoughts and ideas that millionaires have each and every day and give you a specific strategy step-by-step that you can follow to start your day the millionaire way. And we just talked about opportunity this week. We talked about opportunity. And if you haven't listened to Tuesday's show, I would highly recommend it. It's also not too late to listen to our Black Friday broadcast on Wednesday. We talked about shopping in general and preparing for shopping for the holiday season. And those tips that we gave are not just relevant for yesterday. So they're not gone. It was our Black Friday special. However, those tips, tricks, and tools and information that we shared with you are valid whenever it comes to specific spending. Last week was take emotion out, or I'm sorry, it was our second part of the take emotion out of the picture key, and it was no seasonal exceptions because we've worked so hard. I mean, for those of you who are regular listeners and have been with us since the beginning of the season, you've come so far. You've worked so hard to get your ducks in the proverbial row, all for the holidays to goof it up. So if you haven't visited our website to see and download our strategy for last week, which was our holiday spending planner, then I highly recommend it. For key guests, those are our free, that's our free membership. It's available for 24 hours after the broadcast. Then it moves into the vault for our premium members when you have full access to any of the strategies anytime, 24/7. Plus all of our videos, and let me just tell you, I'm so excited that Elena has moved into full-time production with us on the radio broadcast because she has some great ideas that we're going to be implementing next season, so be prepared for Season 8. As we are talking about Season 8, have you created your video for our Millionaire Makeover contest? If you haven't, I highly suggest that you do. We are doing financial coaching next season, and you could be one of 12 lucky listeners that receives personal financial coaching from moi. Credit report review, you have access, you get premium membership access to all the good stuff to help you successfully achieve financial wellness today and get on the path to financial freedom. More importantly, you get to be on air with us on the radio show. I'm so excited. So that's for Season 8. If you would like to be a part of that, you need to surf over the website and check out all the contest rules and sign up and get your videos done so we can start posting videos to the website so we can see who's competing and who needs a money makeover. So www.unlockyourwealth.com for more details on our contest. What you can do for our contest is, or while you're there looking at the rules for the contest, you can also sign up for our weekly electronic magazine. That gives you a host of information not available on the radio show, tips, tricks, tools, and information. Plus, it'll tell you who the upcoming guests are. And most important, it tells you what the trivia question is before the radio show. So you can take and download the broadcast if you didn't listen to the previous episode, because we always base our trivia question on a previous episode. You can have access to download and do your research before Saturday's show. Now, what can you win? Well, you can win financial coaching. You can also win free credit report review for you and a spouse. That's a $150 value. We have autographed books personalized from our previous show guests. Also, we have my books. Bushido Business is out in electronic form, and hopefully we will have our hard copy any day now. We're just waiting for the shipper. It takes so long. It's like, hurry up and wait. I will be publishing my own books here forward, so when they come out, we don't have to wait for other people. It'll be so fabulous. Plus, you can get premium membership subscription, too. Your choice, all for answering the trivia question correctly. Now, there are three ways that you can win the trivia question for the week. You can call in, chat in, or email in to win. If you call in, the telephone number is 1-718-508-9002. 1-718-508-9002. You can chat in to win just as easily. And the illustrious, ever-popular, effervescent, and good-looking Elena De Fiore is moderating our chat room. So if you are listening from our Blog Talk Radio show page, please friend our show, hop into the chat room, give Elena a quick hi, tell her what it is that you like about the broadcast, but most important, give her your answer for the trivia question if you think you know it. Now, you can also email in to win, and that would be trivia at uywradio.com. Trivia at uywradio.com. And you could potentially be the next lucky listener to win fabulous prizes. So, are you ready for the trivia question? As just wondering. Okay, so this week's trivia question is based on the show, the Black Friday show. And Black Friday, we talked about specific strategies for truly getting the best deals this holiday season. All you have to do is name one of those shopping strategies to win fabulous prizes for Black Friday shopping, for just shopping for the holiday season. But we talked about it on our Black Friday episode. Name one shopping strategy, and you can win fabulous prizes. Again, the telephone number is 1-718-508-9002, or join us at blogtalkradio.com/unlockyourwealth for the chat room that Elena is moderating. Additionally, you can email in to win, and that is trivia at uywradio.com. Coming up in the next segment on today's broadcast, we will be having our fabulous guest, Harry and Freeman, will be joining us, plus Minutes on Your Money, news you can use, and specifically, what does it mean to you when all those talking heads are garbling? That, the keys to riches, and so much more coming up on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm she, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com. Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And, you know, it's interesting what happens here in the holiday season. And if you survived Black Friday, hats off to you. I saw in the news where there were some issues, and I don't know that, I mean, it looks like Black Friday has become a full contact sport, it seems. And I don't know that gift giving and material things are really worth all of that. I just don't know. I crocheted my dog the cutest, and this has nothing to do with money, but I crocheted him the cutest little Santa Claus outfit. And I thought that that was great, and then everybody thought it was so cute. And so everybody in our family that has dogs, I think, oh, my God, I'll just crochet him a sweater. I like crocheting. I love doing all that fun stuff. And what a great way to give a gift is from the heart, because clearly, you know, we've talked before on this show for the regular listeners that your time is priceless. The only resource that is not renewable or that is not guaranteed renewable is your time. You're given 24 hours each day. How do you choose to spend that? How do you choose to spend that? So, in that vein, from CNNMoney.com, they write, larger than expected crowds jammed the nation's malls and discounters on Black Friday, elbowing each other in the race for the biggest deals on one of the biggest sales days of the year. Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, typically marks the start of the annual holiday gift buying marathon. This year, retailers are eager to rev up their holiday sales as soon as possible to make up for the past two lackluster holiday seasons. So for bargain hunters who kick off their shopping Friday, merchants have made the deals especially sweet, particularly on key holiday favorites such as toys and electronics. And good news, it seems to be working. Nick Nicolosi, general manager of the North Point Mall in Alpharetta, Georgia, says, we had the best turnout yet. We estimated 1,800 people waiting to get in at midnight. That's just sheer craziness. I just can't believe that. Nicolosi said that midnight shoppers made a beeline for deals on gaming consoles like the Sony PlayStation 3, Nintendo Wii bundle, and the Apple iPad and iPod accessories. Clothing was also another hot category. Shoppers filled up their bags at trendy specialty chains such as H&M, Forever 21, and Victoria's Secret with party dresses and loungewear. UGG boots also emerged as another hot holiday purchase as I sit here in mine with Toasty Piggies. Toys R Us didn't even wait until Friday to launch its Black Friday bargain bonanza. For the first time in the chain's history, all Toys R Us stores opened at 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving instead of the usual midnight opening. And the early start pays off. 2 hours, the head start, according to Toys R Us CEO Gerald Storch, said, I've been getting reports from all over the country that the lines have anywhere between 500 to 1,000 people at every Toys R Us store nationwide. Again, the gaming consoles and electronic toys, dolls, and boys action figures were hot sellers at Toys R Us, and Brian Dunn, CEO of the number one electronics chain, Best Buy, opened at 5 a.m., said lines out store were larger than last year's, and registers have been going nonstop. Doorbusters have been selling out, and there are a lot of interest in laptop deals. So it's interesting, but, you know, when push comes to shove, and it gets closer to that holiday, and the items haven't moved off the shelves like retailers thought, they start slashing prices. They don't want to pay tax on that inventory going into the next year. So you can take and you can really scoop a good deal. I'm Greek Orthodox, and what's always funny is because, you know, growing up we always had like two Christmases and two Easters because they don't always fall on the same day. And so for those whose religious holiday of the celebration falls after, you can just hide out and get the after Christmas deals. That's a total bargain. And save some serious cash. Or maybe just be sick on Christmas and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I just don't feel well, I'm under the weather, and then do your shopping afterwards. That's another thing you can do. Or maybe you could just download last week's show and listen to our No Seasonal Exceptions and utilize the power of etiquette to help us get where we want to go financially and maintain our family's good health and wellness, financially speaking. Because remember, this holiday season, I cannot reiterate this enough, our holiday season is not about giving gifts. It's about the memories that you make. And the memories that we make are what we take with us when we go into the next life. And without that, what's the point? Remember, you can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. I will always remember this conversation with my mother when my nephew was like 1 and 2 years old. And she ripped into me. She totally ripped into me because I wasn't buying tons of garbage to ship for my nephew, for my brother's child. And I was like, he's not going to remember all of the stuff you want me to buy him right now. So why don't I save that money that I would be spending on garbage, on toys he's going to break and forget, and use that money to make better memories later on. And you know what? I was right. I've been able to travel and spend time with him and do things for him now that he's a decade old, and now he's going to remember it. You know, I've never heard him once say, Grandma, I remember that toy you bought me at 1 year old. Thanks. I still have it. I've never heard him say that. And so maybe that will ease your conscience when you feel guilty that maybe you don't have the resources this year to spend like you would on your children, and you're contemplating maxing out that credit card anyway. Because you don't have to. You don't have to. Your kids want you to be healthy and happy, and they want to feel healthy and happy. And the stuff is just a bonus. And you're working so hard to raise your children. And if you're raising them right, they're going to appreciate everything that they have. And if they're ungrateful for what they don't, then shame on them. It's not your issue, and it's not your job to provide them every life's whim. Because if you do, where are they going to have the drive or desire to go out and earn and learn themselves? So I think a little deprivation is A-OK in my book. So anyway, let me put my soapbox away. Okay. Anyway. Just a little holiday humor to lighten up the tone. I did get a little deep on that one. But, you know, it's true. You know, we just want to keep our heads above water. So many of us have been laid off. We are overworked. We're underpaid or not paid at all. If we've been unemployed for some time, this can be a big issue for you. And how do we fix that? Well, what we got to do is we got to focus on what's truly important. So, anyway, let's take a short break, and we will be right back with more coming up on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will be having Harry and Freeman
hey,
joining
this is
us shortly
Brown.
To talk about credit.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420 or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, your hostess with the financial mostest. And what can I say? It's chilly up here. I'm freezing my tuchus off. And it's amazing what life has to offer, and you never know what's coming around the corner. And that's why it's so important to remember specifically why we're giving and how the rules of etiquette can truly help us. And if you remember from last week's broadcast, in our No Seasonal Exceptions, we talk about giving, and giving is about the giver, not the recipient. And we give so others will venerate us. And to understand the term venerate, when you look at a photograph of someone you know or love, whether it's an action shot or a portrait, you get these warm, fuzzy feelings inside. It reminds you of a time or a place or an event that you shared with someone. And as they think about it and they give thanks for that, that's veneration. So when you give a gift to someone, you do it so they venerate you, so they remember you. When they use it, wear it, look at it, experience it. They think of you. That's why we give gifts. We give gifts to be remembered. We give gifts to perpetuate the flow of energy in the universe. We give gifts to recognize others' achievements and accomplishments, and we give gifts so we are remembered, so our legacy lives on. Because once you're gone, you're gone. Once your kids sell off your stuff because they don't want your stuff and the memories, they want the money, after all that's happened, what's left? The people and the lives that you've touched. And I always try to remind people about this at this holiday season because it creates so much anguish. People commit suicide. They take others' lives because this holiday gets them all wound up because of stuff, material stuff, that in the end doesn't make a doggone bit of difference. It totally doesn't. So we must remain centered and grounded about this holiday season. And we need to put on our thinking caps and be creative and make sure that, A, we're giving for the right reasons, and that we're giving because we want to be remembered, because we want to recognize someone else's importance in our life or value or contribution that they've made. We don't want to give because somebody gave to us and we feel obligated to give back. Because, again, that's not why people give. They just want to be recognized for their gift. So if somebody gives you something, what you want to do is say thank you. And the most powerful way, if you're unable to open a gift in front of someone, and even if you do, because etiquette says you don't have to send a formal thank you if you've opened the gift in front of someone. But in this electronic age, and it was interesting, when the year 2000 kind of came around and everybody was starting to get on email and the whole world was moving to this digital culture, I was worried that the impact of handwritten thank yous would lose their luster. And in fact, what it actually did was make them so much more meaningful. And that's because it takes 2 seconds to whip out your BlackBerry or your Droid or your iPhone or your Windows phone or your PDA and crank out an email to someone. And emails are so informal. They don't capture what it is because it's just the words. And if you remember our ratios when it comes to communication, only 7% of our communication are the actual words we use. Everything else is tonality and body language. And so an email has none of that. At least on the phone, you have tonality. But you have 7% when you send an email. You lose everything when you communicate. And that's why so many people take things the wrong way, because people don't know words. Because people don't understand language, especially the young people. They're not taking the time to spell properly, to learn the function of words. And I just heard, at the Thanksgiving table, because I chose a word that was most appropriate for the situation, and I chose the word ambiance. And then someone else who doesn't communicate that specifically chose to correct me by saying, she's talking mood. But mood can be anything. It could be your mood, how you physically feel, how you're communicating to others. But specifically, ambiance has to refer to a room. And the mood a room evokes, by the way, it's decorated. So I chose the correct word that was most appropriate for the situation. But because others refused to invest the time to elevate their level of communication, it got boiled down to something that was not entirely accurate. So given that example, that's what happens in email all the time. People don't use the most appropriate word, and so therefore their communication is muddled. And sometimes people think people are saying stuff in anger or hostility, and it's sarcasm, but you can't communicate sarcasm without the sarcastic voice, without the tonality. So handwritten thank yous carry so much more weight just because the style of the handwriting, the selection of the paper, the envelope, the whole deal. So we want to remember when we go to begin this holiday season planning, if you haven't prepared appropriately and have been financially devastated, we want to take an inventory of who it is we want to give and why. Okay, because they're important to us, because we find value. If it's because they gave us something, etiquette only requires you to give a handwritten thank you, to recognize that person for their gift, especially if they're giving beyond your level of giving, if they're at a different income level than you are. You never have to go eye for an eye. Never, ever, ever, ever. So don't feel that way. And then the last thing I want to share with you about this gift-giving season is, you know, because it's about Christmas, just remember when it comes to your kids, they may want the world, but it's not your job to give it to them. If you remember the religious significance of this particular holiday for those that celebrate Christmas was that Jesus only got three presents, and two of them were stinky, okay? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And two were stinky, the frankincense and the myrrh. So, anyway, moving forward with our broadcast, I am so excited to welcome our key guest today, because this week's key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series is all about creating credit, whether you're starting out or starting over. And one of the tough things that we have to deal with, and this holiday is going to probably cramp our style, because if you haven't been with us all season and haven't been participating and been disciplined to do each weekly strategy as we have built our skills one upon another to manage our money effectively, credit could be a significant problem for us. And our next guest, Harry Ann Freeman, has written a book. And I like the idea of this book because so many people don't understand their rights or their responsibilities when it comes to credit, because you have a responsibility when it comes to credit too, and we'll talk about that coming up later. But you're keyed in with all of these commercials, solve your debt now, credit repair here. But Harry Ann Freeman wrote the book, How to Get Out of Debt, Get an A-plus Credit Rating for Free, is going to join us. And Harry Ann, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited that you decided to join us and were able to push yourself away from the turkey table.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to do. My husband keeps going back for more, and he keeps saying, oh, my gosh, I'm so full. And I'm like, stop eating. But
it's
addictive.
Yes, it's definitely addictive.
Yes, and then the tryptophan and the turkey, he passes out on the sofa. What happened to the ball game? Who won? It's great. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your holiday to spend with us to help us get our credit and our financial lives on track. How did you, Harry Ann, get involved in money management?
I actually got involved in money management by accident. I got into debt when I went to college, and by the time I was a senior, I had $19,000 in debt, and that wasn't including student loans. And
ooh.
So
I was hoping
yes.
Part of that was student loans.
No, not student loans. And so I just got carried away with credit cards, and so I did what everyone does. I paid the minimum payment thinking that was okay. And then I got a job, but I lost my job, and so that's when my problem started. But I set up a payment plan. I put myself on a strict budget. I didn't go out to eat. I didn't go to the hairdresser. I didn't buy any new clothes. I didn't hang out with my friends, and I got a part-time job in addition to a full-time job, and so I just put myself on a really strict budget, and it took 4 years to pay everything off, but I was able to pay everything off, and then I was able to go on and purchase a home, purchase a car, start a business.
Wow.
And so that is how I got my education from my own personal experience, and then, you know, getting certifications, educating myself more about the industry to start my business.
That's amazing. And what is your business? What's Harry and Freeman Enterprises?
H.E. Freeman Enterprises is a financial services company, and so we provide one-on-one credit counseling as well as financial planning. And we help our clients develop better spending habits. We help them set up payment plans with their creditors, fix errors on their credit report, and just gain overall knowledge about finances and personal finance, how to plan for retirement, how to manage your money, create a budget, so they can have a better financial life.
Wow, that's really impressive. And all of this, this whole company you started came out of your experience with having to unbury yourself from the debt you got into.
Yes.
Now, this is a question, and a lot of people don't think about this. They just think about the debt itself. How did you get into that debt? Was it a little bit at a time here and there, and then it crept up on you, or did you just go nuts?
No, I went nuts. I went nuts. When you're 17 years old and you're in college and someone sends you a credit card, you don't know any better, and so you use that credit card like cash. And I knew about saving money. I always had a bank account. I always had a savings account. So saving wasn't a problem, but I didn't really understand credit. And at 17, I said, well, you know, they gave me this credit card. They must not want me to pay it back. What are they thinking? I'm a college student. They know I don't have any money. I'm not working. They must want me to have it for free. So I charged and charged and charged and kept getting cars. I think I even had a gas card, and I even called the company and told them, I don't have a car, I don't even have my driver's license, but they insisted that I keep the card, and my mother called the company and tried to negotiate with them to close the account. They wouldn't close it, so it was just a big nightmare. I had every card you can think of, and then some.
Did your parents have money?
No, I came from a single-parent household.
Mhm. And so what did you learn about money growing up?
Well, I actually learned about money lessons from my great-grandparents and grandparents who, you know, were in World War II and the Depression. And so they always taught me to save for rainy day. I remember that from when I was a toddler, to save for rainy day, save for rainy day. And I didn't quite understand what that meant, but I saved my money anyway, and so when I became an adult, I really understood that you needed to save money, and, you know, if I wanted to buy something, I always had money to get the things I wanted. But when I went to college, the credit just took me down the wrong path. But even though I messed up my credit and got into debt, I still practiced the same principle of saving.
So
that
so you
I
were
got
still
out of
saving it, even though you were going nuts on the credit cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Because most people just, like, if it's there, it's gone.
Right, yes. I still had a savings account. It wasn't as much, I didn't have as much in as I would have liked, but I still understood that I needed to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And when so that helped me a lot when I got out of debt.
Yeah, that's pretty tremendous. I'm kind of stunned that you were actually still able to save like that. So when you have people that come to see you for money management, what's like the number one challenge that people have when they
come? The number one challenge that people have is not willing to make sacrifices to get out of their current situation.
Yeah, you know, that's amazing. I find that it just kind of blows me away. When people do that. So do you ask them, what's your next question when they're unwilling to sacrifice lifestyle? I mean, what's their justification for not sacrificing lifestyle?
They just don't want to. There's not really justification. They just don't want to. They just are used to their lifestyle, their fancy car or their big house or their luxury items. They're just used to that certain lifestyle, and so they don't want to give that freedom up because they feel they work hard every day, they deserve nice things. But, you know, you either make the sacrifice now or you can be homeless later. So you have to want to make a change, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that's insanity. And so, you know, we need to make more logical, rational decisions regarding our finances, because as we can see by the economy, it has affected so many millions of Americans who have got caught up into the American dream. Oh, I have to have this nice house. Oh, I have to have this and that. When those things really don't really matter when it comes to the end of the day. The more important things are your family, your life, you know, your relationship with the higher power. And so people have got lost sight of all of that and have let things replace what is really important in life.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, from what I've seen, it's the ego won't let go. They can't counsel their own ego to say, okay, because they don't want to admit they made a mistake, because if all
right.
that stuff goes away, that means that they were wrong. And they
right.
and they're worried about what the public thinks and what the
right.
public's opinion is. And that's kind of what I've seen comes through my door for financial coaching. And then I say, you know what, I don't think you're ready for this.
Right.
Because you have to be willing to work on this, because you're right. You can't keep doing what you're doing and expect a different result. How do you overcome that hurdle? How do you help people see the light, so to speak?
Well, like you said, with counseling, I mean, some people, you know, they just can't seem to get it, and you have to get to the root of the issue. Some people, it may be because they grew up in a low-income household. Some people, it may be from some traumatic experience in childhood. Some people, you know, just buy on impulse and just really don't think about the consequences later. So you have to get to the root of the problem and ask the person, you know, why do you make these bad decisions? And there's something called the five whys. And so you start off with one question and you answer a series of five questions, you know, based on the response that the person gives. And that helps you get to the root cause of why the person is having these financial crises and having bad spending habits. And so sometimes you have to be a psychologist when you're dealing with clients regarding finances, because you really have to get to the root of the problem, because a lot of companies just deal with surface things and then the client gets into financial situations in the future. So unless you tackle the root cause of the problem, they will never be able to overcome that and go on to develop good spending habits.
So once you're able to identify whatever this is, in my experience, it's usually some single event learning experience or something that they were inured to over time. Like, well, my parents always did it that way. Or this happened to me and I've never been the same since. So once you do that, what's the first thing that you tell people that they need to change? I usually say it's your attitude, and that's usually where I start. Where do you start
yes.
with people once you figure out the why?
Yes, I say attitude as well. I call it your mindset, but it's the same thing. You definitely have to change your attitude, and I tell people all the time that they're using money the wrong way. A lot of people use money, and they get themselves into debt, when really money is a tool to generate wealth. And so you have to really change how you think about money and how you're spending money before you can even tackle your financial problems.
Mm-hmm. I always say, once you get your mind right, the money will follow.
Right. That is a good saying.
So once you get their mindset on the right track, how do you start working with them?
Well, it depends on the person. Some people need more hand-holding than others, and so you have to determine a person's personality type. So, again, we're psychologists because we really have to counsel people and figure out their personality type. Some people, you tell them what to do, and they just go do it, and you check in with them periodically. Some people, you have to, hand-hold them every step of the way. So it just depends on their personality type. But overall, you have to constantly reassure them that you're there for them, that you're there to help them with their problems, that it's going to be tough, it's going to be hard, it's going to be adjustment. It takes 23 days, I believe, to develop a habit. So it takes practice, and if they are willing to do the hard work and make the sacrifices, then they can overcome it. Some people, will come in and say, I want your help, and they'll do it for 2 weeks, and then they quit. Because they weren't really serious about it, like you said before, they're not really serious about it, they're not really ready for it. And so you have to reassure them that this is the best thing for them, because if they don't make a change now, their situation is only going to get worse, and you don't want to come back when your situation is at a critical point, because in some cases there may be nothing that can be done, other than filing for bankruptcy, if that's even an option.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you advocate budgeting, do you use ratios? How do you come up with what people should be doing with their finances and allocating their resources?
Well, I use a combination of tools based on their particular client. So some clients don't really understand ratios, and so I just make it in terms of how much they spend each month compared with, national statistics, or compared with just a general allocation of your budget. Like, you should save 10% of your money, 10% should be for debt, 25% for transportation. Some clients don't even want to look at any figures, and so I have to create the budget for them, have them, send me what they've spent for the week, and I have to plug it in for them. So it just depends on the particular client and the level of comfort they have with finances.
Mm-hmm. What made you write your book, How to Get Out of Debt, Get an A-plus Credit Rating for Free? What made you write that book?
I wrote the book because of my experience with debt when I went into college. I was having a hard time, and I couldn't find any assistance, and so I decided to write a book so that other people would not have to go through the same mistakes I did and go through the painful experience that I did with finances.
Mm-hmm. What was the toughest thing for you when it came to getting your credit rating straight?
I think probably the toughest thing, well, the overall experience was difficult. I think the toughest thing was having to make the sacrifice on a daily basis, on a consistent basis, although, I still wanted to hang out with my friends, or I wanted to go out to lunch, or, I wanted to go shopping, but I knew that if I did those things, it would take me that much longer to get myself out of debt. And so, at times I cried, I screamed, I was depressed and sad, but with the determination and the sacrifice over the period of 4 years, I came out on top, and my credit score was much better. Like I said, I was able to go on and purchase a home. And so that's not the course of action for everyone, but that is what worked for me and helped me to get my financial situation on track.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing that you need to do when you go to fix your credit?
Well, the first thing you need to do is take a look at your credit report. So you can go to the free website, annualcreditreport.com, and get a copy of all three of your credit reports from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. We review them with a fine-tooth comb, check every single line item, make sure it's accurate, and if you find any errors, you want to dispute those right away, contact the company that's reporting the error. And you also can contact the credit bureau that's reporting the error and dispute the information. You can dispute it online, which generally takes about 2 weeks, or you can dispute it by mail, and If you dispute it by mail, it takes about 4 weeks for them to respond to your dispute letter. You want to make sure you have as much documentation as possible to dispute your claim for the error. And while you're in the process of repairing your credit, you also want to make sure that you don't open any new accounts and that you pay down any debts you have. Specifically, you want to pay judgments, tax liens, or collection accounts first because they weigh the heaviest on your credit score, and then you can focus on other late accounts. But you want to make sure you pay down your debt and get current on all of your accounts, and then get a copy of your credit report in about 6 months or a year to see if the information that you disputed has been corrected.
Mm-hmm. And how often did you find you had to follow up and follow up?
I had to follow up in some cases 4 or 5 times, in some cases 7 or 8 times. So it just depends on your level of persistence. I was persistent because I wanted to have my credit score be the highest that it could be, and I was not comfortable with having errors on my credit report continuing to remain there, and I was not comfortable with the companies refusing to assist me. And so my persistence finally got the companies to update the incorrect information and straighten out my credit report so that I could have a good credit score. So in the future, if I wanted to make a purchase, I could get the best rate possible, because for me, that was something that was very important. And I understood the importance of having good credit and having a good credit score. And so everyone may not really understand how much of an impact that has, and so that's why they may continue to have bad credit and do nothing about it. But it really is important nowadays. Some employers are checking your credit scores as a condition of employment or before they even consider you for an interview. So it's really important these days, if you're trying to get a top secret clearance or you're getting a background investigation, they're going to check your credit. And obviously, we know if you're applying for any type of loan or credit card account or renting an apartment or renting a home, they check your credit. So it's really essential these days to make sure you repair your credit, get the errors fixed, pay down your debt so that you can have the highest score possible and get the best terms possible on a loan or credit card.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is it's not an overnight process. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct. It is definitely not an overnight process. There is no quick fix, no matter what the commercials say, no matter what the advertisements say. There is no quick fix to repairing your credit.
I just love all those commercials. You know, people look at you like you have 5 heads when you say you got to be committed to this.
I know.
And it's always a work in progress.
Yes, it
there's,
is.
There's
always
no completion.
No, that's
until you
right.
drop
you
dead.
Are.
That's when it's done.
That's right. You always have to maintain your good credit, always. Once you get a good credit score, you always have to maintain it. Some people have even lost their jobs because of bad credit, so you don't want to be in that situation. And what I tell my clients all the time is you didn't get into debt overnight, and so you're not going to get out of debt overnight.
Right. That's really great advice and setting realistic expectations for people. Well, you know, we're coming to a close on our time together today. I've really enjoyed your company and conversation. If people want to get more Harry and Freeman, where can they go to get you?
They can visit my website, which is www.heffreemanenterprises.com. They also can call my office at 301-280-5923, or they can send me an email at hfreeman@hefreemanenterprises.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, Harriet, and we
Thanks
will be
for
back
having
with
me.
More. And the Keys to Riches coming up next on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. And I'm so excited. It's my favorite time of the broadcast. Yes, we are here, and it is time for this week's key. Create credit. And I'm so thrilled, but I'm kind of nervous because that means that we only have four more keys left. I can't believe it. We're on create credit. It's like the ninth key in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. We have come so far. Well, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, thanks so much for tuning in and welcome to the broadcast. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that each and every week. 1 week at a time, one key at a time, and we crank through 13 of them. And it is truly a way to completely turn your life around in a short little, I can't believe it, 90 days. If you think about it, 3 months, 13 weeks, like 90 days. And this week's key is create credit. Now, for those of you that have been with us this whole season, this is always the one disconnect that happens in our financial lives that we don't understand. We know it's not like we haven't heard it before. Spend less than you make. It is the mantra of every millionaire. Spend less than you make. And if you want to spend more, go make more. It's that simple. But spend less than you make, and that's how you get rich. Well, and there's one way to get rich, is to spend less than you make. But it's what you do with that leftover. And the interesting thing that hangs people up is always credit. They don't understand it. They abuse it, or they never go down that road. And you can't be far right or far left on credit. You got to be middle of the road. Because just like regular cash money, moolah, credit is also an additional tool in your toolbox to build wealth with. And just like money, it can be loved and honored and respected and cherished and utilized properly, or it can be abused. But so many of us don't even understand what credit is, how it works, and what the benefits are, not the inherent benefits of having more money to spend with a credit line, but the benefits of utilizing credit. And, you know, there's this one kid I always see when I go to the pet store to go buy dog food, and he is so anti-credit. And he's a young man, and I'm not sure if he has a learning disability or something. I mean, he functions well, but there's something that's, you know, you can tell something's a little bit off, and he's very emphatic about this. And he is confused about the value. Nobody's taken the time to explain the value. All they have done is just scare him into not using credit. And he's missing out on a very viable part of what he could be doing with his life if he understood it, if somebody took the time to. So what I did is I handed him one of our postcard marketing pieces and said, please tune in this week. So for the young man that always checks me out at Petco, this show is for you, my dear. So what is credit, essentially? Credit is an extension of faith from an institution for a certain amount of money that allows you to utilize it. It started out by mercantiles kind of allowing you to pay at a later time. You can have product today, but let's say you didn't have any money till the end of the month, so you could create a credit account. Now, when we apply for credit, it's supposed to be for a specific purpose, not just to have credit. But again, because it's a tool, so we want to utilize this tool to its fullest potential and properly. Now, you always hear me talking about having our dollars working alongside of us and making our money work with us. And we could be building our own wealth, or we could be building someone else's. When we buy on credit and don't pay it off at the end of the month, and we go into the interest-bearing portion of our credit extension, we now are building wealth for someone else. You can get paid or you can pay. And that's where the credit system cripples people, because they don't understand that it's a tool, not for instant gratification items, but to help expand your wealth. If you are financing your Ferragamos, shame on you. When you buy and pay interest, you're indebted to someone else. But if you work and earn and invest and then spend the interest and not your principal, now you're living the good life, and your money is making money for you. And when you can live off your own interest instead of paying it to others, that's when you buy those luxury items. But when we max out our credit cards on frivolous things, on toys and games and crap, what are we doing? Think about it. If I invited you to my restaurant and I gave you the menu and it said steak $20, but next week it's $22, but you got to pay me today $22 for this steak, because it's $20 today, but in 2 weeks it's going to be $22. Would you buy it? No, you'd order something else, right? But every time you charge a meal and don't pay it off, you didn't pay $20 for that meal. You paid $22 for a $20 meal. How does that make you feel? You ever look at it that way? Most people don't. Oh, I'll just charge it. It was a $300 dinner. No, it was a $350 dinner because you chose not to pay that off for 6 months and you paid interest. So when we start looking at our credit differently, now, if you have the means to pay it off at the end of the month, by golly, charge away. Build that credit, get your free rewards. But this message isn't to those folks. This message is to the folks that are not using credit appropriately. Now, when an underwriter goes to look at whether or not you're credit worthy, they look at four things, or what we call the four C's: character, capacity, capital, and collateral. I'll go through those again. Character, capacity, capital, and collateral. And on credit card applications, this is where a lot of fraud occurs because people fudge on those because they're not really reviewed, or at least they weren't in days past, as heavily as they are today. When you buy big ticket items like cars and houses and boats, all four layers of risk are in effect, and most everything is verified. The first layer of risk is character, and that's what we're talking about today on our Create Credit segment. And that's your credit rating. That is your credit report. How you've paid your bills in the past are a good indicator of how you're going to pay your bills in the future, catastrophic events notwithstanding, because you can tell when someone's had a catastrophic event on the credit report based on the way it reports. But you can tell if somebody's just a slacker also. So this underwriter is looking at your credit and seeing how you have paid your bills. Then he also wants to see your capacity, which is your ability to repay that loan. Capital is skin in the game. How much money are you going to put down to match what I'm putting down? Are you putting down 5%, 10%, 20%, no percent? How much are you expecting me to finance? The more skin you have in the game, the more likely I am to lend you money. And then finally, the last layer of risk is collateral. And that's the value, the current market value of the asset. That's an interesting thing these days because so many people's collateral on their current mortgages are upside down. The property is not worth what they paid for it. This is a big problem for a lot of today's lenders, as you know, about what's going on in the marketplace. Assuming you live above ground and not under a rock, and are not in a third world country without any technology, you would know that. So what's in my credit report? What do I need to be paying attention to? And what is a credit score? Because people are so focused on that stupid number. And let me tell you, underwriters look at that number, but that number got underwriters into trouble. And credit score is not as important as credit quality. And credit quality will trump credit score in a manual underwriting scenario every single time, let me tell you, okay? And your credit score is an evaluation of everything that's in your credit profile fed into a statistical formula that compares your credit report to everybody else with similar credit experiences. And then this number is spit out. And this number is supposed to be a default rate. That's how it started. They used to work in the opposite direction of what they work now. A high score meant you were a high risk. Now a high score means you're a low risk. But it's a statistical formula. So if anybody says, I can change your credit score 10 points, 50 points, an inquiry means this many points. If anybody gives you a specific point value, oh, if you have a foreclosure, your credit score is going to drop 200 points. They're wrong, because it's a statistical formula. So there is no way to assess a specific value to any particular event, because it's not just what's gone on your credit report, it's how it compares to everybody else. There are 85 factors that go into a credit score, but only three really matter, and they make up 85% of your score. Only three. Can you guess what those are? I'm going to give away a free book. Yes, you can. Personalized for you or your family if you can get this question. And you can call me at 1-718-508-9002 or email in to win at trivia@uywradio.com, trivia@uywradio, or chat in if you think you know the answer. But there are three factors that go into a credit score. And I'm going to give them to you, and you can call in with what the percentages are if you think you know them, or email in or chat in to win. And that is simply your 10-year on credit, how long you've had your accounts open. That's one of the three big ones. Your number of accounts, and specifically on-time payments, and your number of accounts in relation, or number of credit extensions and current balances. So the more open and available credit you have, the higher your score will be. The closer you are to your limits, the lower your score will be. And I'll give those percentages if you can email or chat in or call in to win in the next 15 minutes. I'm going to give that to you at the bottom of the hour at 10:30 Pacific Standard Time. I will give you the answers to those percentages. But these are the three factors that make up your credit score that count for 85% of your score. So the other don't really matter so much. And your credit score is calculated based on open and available credit, or I'm sorry, open and active credit. Forgive me for commingling my terms. Open and active credit, and it goes primarily over the last 24 months. Because if you have had a hiccup, you will usually recover within that time frame in 24 months. If you are a slacker, doesn't matter. And you can tell that there was a single catastrophic event because all the bills on the credit go bad, and then they all get corrected real quick. So you might have been past due like 30, 60, 90 days. Like if you got laid off, you got injured on the job and didn't have vacation or workman's comp or anything like that to carry you over. And so for 3 months, you didn't pay bills. But then all of a sudden, as soon as you were back to work, bing, everything was perfect. You can, in a manual underwriting scenario, explain to the underwriter what happened. Hey, I got hurt. And here's a simple strategy for you when it comes to writing credit explanations letters. You need four things. What happened? Why it happened, what you did to fix it, and why it won't ever happen again. You put those four things in, any underwriter is going to think you're the cat's meow, and they're going to be like, yeah, okay, this person had an issue, but it's gone now. And you don't have to use highfalutin terms. Speak in plain English. Appeal to their emotion, because these are emotionless creatures, because their fiduciary responsibility isn't to you to give you money. It's to the guy who has the big pile of it to lend. Remember that. So you have to get him out of his statistical mode and into his emotional, touchy-feely, lovey-dovey mode. So use a lot of emotion-evoking words when you write these, by the way. That's a little. That's total bonus not included in the price of today's broadcast. Yes, I'm here for you folks. So credit score can go up or down quickly because your score doesn't stay static. When someone says, oh, I'm a 745, when was that? 3 months ago? Doesn't mean you are today. The credit reporting system is a voluntary system, and we want it that way. We don't want government to regulate it because they can't find their way out of a paper bag. They can't find citizens who were here on visas and that traveled here and then went off the grid, so to speak, and are now illegal aliens in our country. And they're sapping our benefits that were meant for true Americans, not illegal immigrants. So we don't want them messing with it. But what people don't understand about their credit isn't so much about their credit itself, is understanding their rights and responsibilities. When you borrow money from someone in the form of credit, you are saying, I will pay you back this amount of money. You made a commitment. You need to honor your commitments, not, well, I lost my job, so I can't pay my bills. Bull crap. You should have been on target already, and you shouldn't have been borrowing money if you did not have the resources to pay it back, plain and simple. I'm pretty okay with a lot of other stuff, and I make allowances because we are emotional creatures most of the time. But for this, unforgivable. Saying, I had to. I didn't have any money. Or, I lost my job. I had to. No, you didn't have to. There's always a choice. You just chose the path of least resistance. You got to get creative when your back's against the wall financially. And credit is not being creative financially. Let me just tell you. So, in that vein, with the credit reporting system, it's voluntary. So some people report every month. Some people report quarterly or annually because as a participant in the system, you have to pay to be on it, to be able to pull credit, and you have to pay to report stuff to people. So that's why some businesses, for cost effectiveness or if they don't have a whole large volume of customers, they report less often, and there's no minimum requirement. And most collection companies stick it on there and then never go back and fix it. That's why you have to hound them and hound them and hound them. That's why in the first hour I said to Harrion, oh, what do you mean? It's not overnight. No, because you have to stalk them to get them to make sure that it's accurate. But that's what people don't understand. The law says that it's your responsibility, 100% your responsibility to determine the accuracy. They are a repository. They hold the information and they resell it. Their job is to make a profit. They don't guarantee the accuracy of it. And people make mistakes. All data has been hand keyed in at some point. Have accidents. People, you know, fingers get tired. You know, you'll be typing around and you know how to spell, but sometimes you're like, oh, you look up on the keyboard and you got the squiggly underneath it and you're like, oh my gosh, what happened? What happened? So that happens more often than not with these people that key in information. So it's your job to be vigilant. That's why you need to pull your credit annually for free, and if you vigorously use your credit, you need to do it more often. If you've ever been the victim of fraud, then you need to do it more often than what you typically do. You have to focus on what is important. If there are people that have similar names and you've had not like identity theft, but identity confusion, where they've put other people's information on your credit report. And that's happened to me. And the system is not foolproof, let me tell you. So it's your job to make sure that it's right. It's not their job. And anytime, and here's another bonus not included in the price of today's broadcast. If you're going to go buy a big ticket item like cars, boats, houses, things like that, you want to pull your credit yourself beforehand to make sure that what's in there is accurate. Because if it is not, and you go to apply, it might affect your interest rate, and then you have to pay to get it fixed, and they have to do rapid rescores in order to get your score where it needs to be. And that always looks hokey to an underwriter. It always looks hokey. Just let me tell you, because you know what? I did some underwriting. So be vigilant. If you want the best interest rates, you have to watch your credit report. Don't worry about the number, that score thing. That's unimportant. Paying your bills on time, make sure they're getting reported accurately and they're up to date before you apply for any big ticket items. That's your total bonus, not included in the price of today's broadcast. That's going to get you where you want to go that much faster when it comes to your credit. You've got to do that. You owe it to yourself. So this voluntary system is your responsibility to monitor. You are the checks and balances. And that's why the law is set up in your favor to get things corrected and to hold these lenders' feet to the fire. Because you have all the power. But most people don't understand that or know how to exercise it. And you blame the companies when accidents happen. It's not the company's fault your credit is in the crapper if stuff is inaccurate. It's your fault because it's your responsibility. So you might not have known up until this point, but now you know that it's your responsibility. So that's what you got to do. You got to go figure that out. Make sure that all of your information is accurate, that your name is spelled appropriately, that your Social Security number is reporting accurately, that your previous residence history is accurate. Because without that being accurate, you leave yourself wide open for fraud or mistakes. And you can't afford to have that happen when it comes to your credit. Now, when we talk about big ticket items and cars and boats and crap are depreciating assets, and you shouldn't be financing those anyway. You should be paying cash for those. Because the whole point is to create financial freedom. And if that's your goal, to create financial freedom in the shortest period of time, we're not going to finance things that are gratifying. Yes, we need transportation. We don't need luxury transportation if we can't afford it. If we have to finance it, that means we can't afford it. I don't care what anybody says. I made these mistakes. I had to have a fine German engineered piece of machinery when I was in college. I bought it used, but I clearly couldn't afford it. I paid it off real quick. The loan didn't last too long. But what happened is I couldn't afford the maintenance on it, and I didn't think about that when I went to buy it. I just thought about the price tag. I forgot about all the garbage that goes in to maintaining a car, and especially if you're not buying a new one, they don't have warranties. So you had to pay for every single thing. And fine European automobiles have fine, high mechanics hourly rates. Little thing I didn't know. But we want to maintain a quality credit profile because the fastest way to financial freedom is to create income streams. And what's the fastest way to create income streams without having to build your own wealth? Well, is to have other people build it for you. And by buying an asset that A, appreciates, and B, generates cash flow, is where we want to be. So because we want to be investing in real estate, because if we know, and we've got our key, remember, real estate coming up, we want to focus on creating the ideal credit profile for that. We need to keep our debt as low as possible. So when we work to create this ideal scenario, we have to forego the gratification and line up all of our credit to make sure that we're able to qualify for these big ticket items. So it's important that we're monitoring our credit and that we're limiting our expenditures. If we're not paying our bills off at the end of the month, we shouldn't have it. Now, we'll talk more about this in Remember Real Estate, which I believe is next week's key. And in this, our affordability to debt service, according to underwriting guidelines, which in the real world is all that matters. It is. Our max is 10%. It's 8% on conventional loans, but it's 10% on government-backed insured mortgages. So if you make, and I'm just using these numbers because they're easy for me to do the math in my head to illustrate the concept, because I don't have it written out in front of me. But if you make $1,000 a month, Uncle Sam's going to take 20% of that. So of that $1,000, you have $800 left. And underwriting, by the way, works on gross numbers. So they don't even take into account that you have to pay Uncle Sam. But you've got $1,000 to come in. So that means that you can't have payments more than $80 to $100 to service your debt. So what car payment and credit cards are you going to have that you're paying less than $100? Now, if you make $2,000 a month, you've got $200 a month that you can afford to service debt with. I'm not talking about living expenses. I'm not talking housing. I'm talking pure debt, car payments, credit cards, student loans, signature loans, furniture loans, payday loans, all these garbage loans that bury us further. 10% of your income. How many of you listening right now that haven't participated in a previous season, I'm going to qualify this because those of you all have your ducks in a row. How many of you are listening right now have your debt that you service less than 10%? I guarantee you less than 5% of you do. Of the listening audience that haven't been through this show, that haven't been working this program. Why is that? Because we didn't know that we shouldn't be living off of our credit? Because we didn't know the ratio, know the number? What's the number I need to be under? Everybody worries about the credit score, but nobody looks at that number that you need because your ratios determine your affordability. That capacity, yeah, to repay the note has to be under a certain percentage. So, for example, if you were buying a home with conventional financing, your max house payment, it can only be 28% of your income, and your total debt ratio is 36. But let's make the math easy. So we'll round that 28 up to 30. So 30% of your monthly income goes to principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and homeowners association. That all goes into that 30%. So if you make $1,000 a month, $300 is your max house payment for your mortgage and your homeowners association fees. Those get lumped in too because they're mandatory, and they'll levy your house if you don't pay them. So you get 10% for debts. So 40% of your income is your total debt. Car payment, credit cards, student loans, blah, 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 on it goes, plus your housing expense. How many of you fly under that 40% radar? You don't. So here's what you're going to learn next week. I'm going to give you a little foreshadowing. If your debt is higher than 10%, that 30% for your max mortgage payment gets shrunk for your housing expense. It goes down. You don't get to go over 40. You lose the 30. And that's our biggest challenge. So according to the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, you have the right to manage and the responsibility to manage the accuracy of your portfolio. And to answer the trivia question, and because my computer isn't functioning right, I don't know if we have a correct answer, but let me give you those ratios for your credit report. So you have 35% of your score is open and available credit. So if you have $1,000 worth of open credit, but $900 worth of balances, and you only have $100 available, that means you have 100 out of 1,000. That means 90% of your credit is used. So that's going to sink your credit score by 35%. On-time payments, 30%. And 15% of your score is how long you've had open and active credit. And we'll talk about underwriting guidelines in Remember Real Estate and where you need to be to set yourself up for quality home ownership and then future real estate investment. And I'm so excited about that coming up, too. That's going to be really cool. So, anyhow, when it comes to our credit, there are some things that we need to be doing every day. Because, again, you could be earning interest or you could be paying interest. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about specifically what you need to be doing to create the ideal credit profile. You are listening to Create Credit on this week's Key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and you're listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more Keys to Riches coming up after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series on Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial mostess, purveying prosperity throughout the land, one credit report at a time. Thank you. I'm getting in one of those goofy moods again. So how do we create the right credit profile? Well, if you don't have any credit, it's easy. Or I should say it's simple, it's not easy. Because with what's gone on in our financial systems over the last 3 years and how havoc has been wreaked on gambling on these silly things that people gambled on, like collateralized mortgage obligations. I think about the movie Tommy Boy when I think about these collateralized mortgage obligations that they put together when they went outside of the box on all this crazy lending, alternative lending. If you remember that movie Tommy Boy, and the guy's telling him, well, I want a guarantee on the box. And Tommy Boy's just starting to get his feet underneath him in the selling department. And he says, well, I could crap in a box and put a guarantee on it. And that guarantee will make you feel good. It'll let you sleep at night. But ultimately, if I crap in a box, it's still crap, right? My husband always says, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken turd. Well, he actually uses the other S word for that, but so it has the alliteration, but you can't. So what we need to do is start out the right way with our credit, and the right way is to start obtaining quality trade lines, because one of the things that underwriters look for isn't just what kind of credit you have, but the quality of the trade line. If you're applying for a $500,000 mortgage and you have credit cards only and haven't had them for more than a year or two, even if your score says 700+, it doesn't matter because it's not about the number. That's why all these stupid commercials make me nuts when they talk about score. And some of the other financial gurus out there talk about score. Or they tell you credit cards are bad. They're like, you got one that's focused on score, and she's nuts. And it's all about the credit score. You have to have a perfect credit score, blah, 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 whatever. And then you got the other one, cut them up, peel out, you know, rip them up. Like, neither of them are right. There's a happy medium. And you can start blaming other people and pointing fingers and talk about discipline, but at the end of the day, it's your choice to behave appropriately. Remember, between stimulus and response, there's a space, and that's where we actively choose what it is we do. We can react emotionally, or we can respond intelligently. And we want to be responsible. We want to be able to respond appropriately. So we have to get a quality trade line. Now, you can go out and probably take your debit card, and when they swipe it, they can pre-approve you for a certain stuff. You'll get, like, small little $200 and $300 credit cards that way, but they're usually only department store cards. Those are crappy quality cards from an underwriter's perspective. And why is that? Because it's usually a finance company and not a true bank that offers those. So they know that your interest rate is going to be significantly higher than a quality bank-backed trade line, like a loan or a credit card that has a Visa or MasterCard logo. Now, different banks lend to different people, and if you have high-risk subprime lenders, those banks are widely recognized. So people that can qualify for quality trade lines don't have to go to these fringe banks. But if you're just starting out and you never intend to pay interest, you can apply for those. If you pay off at the end of the month, it doesn't matter what the interest rate is because you're never going to pay it. You want to watch for annual fees, but you might have to pay a few to get started. But you want a Visa, a MasterCard, an American Express to start. Those are great quality trade lines. The next thing you want to move to is a signature loan, where you borrow money on just your name. If you haven't created enough credit over a period of time, and sometimes it takes up to 6 months before they finally start reporting your credit cards. Even in this age of technology, again, it's a voluntary system, so you may not see that for a while. So an automobile loan for a short term with a quality interest rate can also be a great way to establish credit. But it needs to be a car you can afford, that you could have paid cash for anyhow. That will help you start building credit. And because it's a collateralized loan, meaning there's an asset that backs the money that went out the door, unlike a credit card, which is unsecured debt, this is secured. If you stop making payments, they come take your car. That will also build a quality trade line that lenders can see. Also, homes and recreational vehicles. Now, because recreational vehicles are not primary vehicles, it's easy to stop paying on those. Those are a higher risk loan for the lender. So if you have a marine loan or a recreational vehicle loan, that lender is going to know that that interest rate is going to be high. And you could be risk assessed by that. Because remember, score only underwriting is out the window. Automated underwriting does not exist in today's world the way it did. And at the turn of the century, which got us into trouble in a very short period of time, like 6 years. In 6 years of automated underwriting, we destroyed our financial system because it didn't work. It did not appropriately evaluate the four layers of risk. So that's a way to start getting a quality trade line. Your credit score will not take off until you've had a trade line for 2 years or more. You can have a high number, but we'll talk about underwriting guidelines in Remember Real Estate and what you need to qualify. Now, what you want to pay attention to when you apply for these trade lines is you want to read all of those little flyers and booklets that are on Bible paper that they send you in super microscopic print, thinking that you won't read them. You need to read all those disclosures. You need to understand the terms of the credit that you're applying for. What is my repayment schedule? When is my due date? How long of a grace period do I have before interest starts to accumulate? And for credit cards, purchases typically give you anywhere from 20 to 30 days grace period where no interest is charged, meaning if you pay it off in that short period of time, you don't pay interest. Another thing you need to know is when you take cash off of a credit card, of which I never advise, there is no grace period for many lenders on cash. So typically, that cash begins to accrue interest by the next day. It does not fit into that same parameters as a physical purchase. Just something you should know. But there are many benefits to buying on credit. And one of those is much better consumer protection against the retailers that you're buying stuff from. If you buy on a debit card, that's cash that comes right out of your bank account. You have no protection. If you dispute it, you don't get the money back. But if you charge it and you have an issue and you dispute that item, you are not required to pay that item until the dispute is resolved. So you don't, you're not out that money hoping to get it back. That's a one beautiful thing about credit cards that people just don't understand. So you want to review all of those terms. You want to ask what your interest rate is. How is it calculated? Is it an open line of credit or is it a closed-end line of credit? Is this all the money I have that I borrowed? Or can I go back and borrow more? Find out all of these things first when applying for your credit card. Now, because I'm having a computer snafu, I am unable to launch this week's strategy right away. So you will have until Monday to download this credit card strategy. And this will teach you how to appropriately evaluate new credit opportunities. And I will have that for you later on today, but as a result of me not being able to launch it right when the show ends, as we typically do, it will be available until Monday for those who have key memberships. If you haven't signed up, I'd go get one, because then you'll have an extra little bit of time to get this strategy for evaluating your credit cards. And you do that at www.unlockyourwealth.com. So you want to systematically evaluate these and only accumulate enough unsecured credit as you need. A healthy mix of credit shows a credit card or two, an automobile loan. But again, don't get it if you don't need it. Because the first government-insured kind of loan you can get, you only need two trade lines for 24 months with zero lates in order to get your first mortgage. So you can start out with two credit cards. And the beauty is, if you have never established credit, you can, with government-insured loans, create credit through an alternative credit profile, which we will also talk about in our Remember Real Estate Key. And that's something that you want to make sure that you listen to that episode, because that's how we're going to exponentially create our financial freedom, and you can become a millionaire in 5 years or less if you use my strategy. It's so simple. And you got to be flexible, and you got to be willing to make the commitment. But you can become a millionaire in 5 years or less using my techniques. It's that simple. So when it comes to creating credit, we want to be conservative. And we don't want to be buying garbage. I'm telling you. The luxury brands are for when you have the luxury of spending the interest off of your income-producing assets. I'm going to drum that into your head. That's not, a credit is only used to help us build more wealth, and taking on a mortgage and renting that property to someone else gives us that cash flow that builds our wealth. Someone else pays that note down. We don't have to pay that note down. So they're building equity for us with each payment. We get capital appreciation when the markets go up, and we get cash flow. Isn't that beautiful? So somebody else builds you wealth. Would you want a pair of shoes that are going to wear out that you bought on credit, or would you rather buy something that will allow you to earn income and keep buying shoes for the rest of your life? It seems like an obvious choice to me, but again, I could be wrong. I made this mistake too in the past, and I went for the shoes now that wear out versus the income-producing asset that provides me shoes for a lifetime. Like the guy and the goose and the golden egg. If you keep wanting golden eggs, you need to let the egg, like, do its deal, or, like, let the goose do its deal. Or you can chop the goose's head off, and then you no more golden eggs. And the golden eggs is that lovely cash flow that that asset will take. So you got to take care of your goose. Find your goose to get your golden eggs, and then you can buy whatever it is you want with the proceeds from that income-producing asset. And that's what we use credit for, as a tool to build wealth. So, are you guys ready for this week's nuts and bolts? Because I am. So, for this week's key in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, take notes. It is to create credit. And our key statement is, I understand that I can pay interest or collect interest. I can pay interest or I can collect interest. Because I know that credit is a tool to be used trepidatiously to build wealth. Our key affirmation for this week is, I am a great steward of my credit. I am a great steward of my credit. And we say our affirmations several times throughout the day to help convince that inner curmudgeon that we have goals that are worthy of us. And the first time we say it is at night, right before we go to bed. And we whip out our affirmations and we read them out loud to ourselves so we can focus our subconscious mind on creating new neural pathways while we're getting restful, restorative sleep to come up with what it is that we need in our daily lives. And then after we have this incredibly restful, restorative night's sleep, thinking about our affirmations all evening, we wake up, we don't roll over and kiss the spouse, we don't let the dog out to take a leak. No, we pull out our affirmations and we focus our conscious mind on our higher purpose of the day. And that is not to drop little Johnny and Susie off at school, pick up the dry cleaning, make the husband lunch, and then go to work ourselves and slave away. No. That is not our higher purpose of the day. Our higher purpose is to create financial freedom so we can have the time that we want back to spend with our families, creating all those wonderful memories that we can take on into the next lifetime. And then any time we encounter negativity throughout the day, when somebody comes and rains on our parade, they are having a pity party and they're trying to suck us in to join them because misery loves company, we are going to carefully extricate ourselves from that negative situation. And after that negative situation is over, we are going to say our affirmations out loud again to ourselves to refocus our conscious mind on our higher purpose of the day, because what we think about, we bring about. And this week's key action item is to go to the website and download your strategy for evaluating new credit opportunities, and to pull your credit report and review it for inaccuracies down to your name, address, phone number, previous residence history. That must be correct. Remember, it's your responsibility to monitor and maintain your credit. You want to use the worksheet that you get from our subscription, from your key membership, to create your credit. So be sure to surf over to www.unlockyourwealth.com. and sign up for your key membership if you haven't already, or maximize your premium membership by getting the new strategies that keep coming online each and every day. And follow our videos and guidelines to support you and your family on your path to financial wellness. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for my guest, Harriann Freeman, author of Getting an A-Plus Credit Rating for Free. Thank you so much to Elena for moderating our chat room, engineering the entire show because I had no switchboard, and wishing you a safe, happy holiday season. I'm Heather Wagenhall. Thanks for listening to Unlock Wealth Radio. Finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Here's to your wealth, and you go out and make it a great day.